Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. So the headline here, of course, is that Bitbyte has now introduced an AI-enhanced TradeGPT for data-driven market insights. And Bitbyte, for those that don't know, is a Dubai-based cryptocurrency exchange. And this kind of new AI-driven trading assistant is designed to furnish traders with actionable insights and data-driven responses. So it's named TradeGPT. I'm not sure if this is because, like, originally when ChatGPT came out, I don't know if you know, but like every, like, OpenAI was like sending cease and desist letters to a whole bunch of people that had GPT in their name. And they were saying like, we trademarked GPT because we own ChatGPT. And it seems like if people are still naming things GPT, like this new TradeGPT thing, then maybe OpenAI has given up on trying to defend that. I mean, it's kind of tricky because GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer, and that's just like an industry term. They didn't invent, you know, Generative Pre-trained Transformers, and so trying to kind of trademark that name or not let anyone take it, I think, was a bold move. In any case, I, for one, even like this podcast used to be called the ChatGPT Podcast. I've since changed the name in anticipation of getting a cease and desist, but really to become more of a actual legitimate name. So now it's just called the AI Chat Podcast. But in any case, I think it's interesting. Bold move by Bitbyte to just call it TradeGPT. So this new offering integrates artificial intelligence to interpret and analyze market data and thereby makes it more accessible to traders. So utilizing the generative capabilities of ChatGPT along with Bitbyte's proprietary tools GPT, which is something else they have, TradeGPT aims to deliver real-time market analysis and answers to a range of different user queries in multiple languages. So multiple languages, I think that goes without saying. They're using ChatGPT, so I don't know why everyone always brings up the fact that they have multiple languages, whatever. I mean, cool feature, but AI can do it. So in any case, speaking of that multiple languages thing, if you didn't already catch this is so phenomenal. ChatGPT like pretty much trained itself to speak languages that were not included in its data set. So fascinating. In any case, that's a whole another topic for another time. I think it was like some language, maybe it was like Hindi or something that wasn't included. Anyways, it is essentially not just a tool, this new TradeGPT thing that they've created, but this is actually a educational platform that can offer specific market strategies and suggest products based on the ongoing dialogue with the user. So you could be on there saying, hey, what's going on with Bitcoin today? Very interesting. What, you know, historically when this happens, what happens? Why do you think this is happening? You know, what would be my best financial tool to capitalize on this? Blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be suggesting things. So Bitbyte had earlier launched TradeGPT back in June. And that platform kind of melted machine learning and AI features with ChatGPT. And they were doing this with Bitbyte's own market data to kind of carry out technical and funding analyses as well as model predictions. So BitByte isn't alone, I think, in doing like integrating AI into a lot of what they're doing and creating these things, especially, you know, harnessing ChatGPT to kind of enrich user experiences in the crypto world. Earlier in May of this year, Crypto.com debuted its ChatGPT-enabled assistant, which they called Amy. This is kind of interesting. I'd love to hear your opinions on this. Like, do we like calling these like ChatGPT, not clones, like, you know what it is. It's an AI, it's an API wrapper, and you have your own technology. Everyone always says we have our own secret sauce in there, so it sounds like you got some cool IP, which I'm sure lots of people sort of do. In any case, do we like calling them Amy? Do we like giving them a name of an assistant? Or do we like calling them like TradeGPT? It feels like it's one or the other. It's a person's name or it's, you know, something GPT. Anyways, so we got Crypto.com. They did Amy. Binance Academy integrated OpenAI's ChatGPT chatbot to source responses from their kind of, they have an extensive database and information repositories related to the broader Web3 ecosystem. So yeah, we had Crypto.com. We had Binance using ChatGPT. We have OKX, which is another player in the crypto exchange scene, and they're leveraging AI through their collaboration with EndoTech to study market volatility and potential trading opportunities. We have Solana Labs. For its part, they also released a ChatGPT-powered plugin for tasks such as checking wallet balances and executing token trades. So really interesting. You can, you know, trade tokens with this, which I wonder what kind of security issues they may have run into, or, you know, they may have be concerned about or tried to mitigate. What, you know, like if people are just using like essentially a ChatGPT bot to make their trades, maybe someone else could hack their account and do it easier. I don't know. In any case, I think this whole wave of AI development in crypto, in the whole crypto sphere, really coincides with BitByte's expansion into the lending services. So essentially, they're going to be offering interest payouts for crypto deposits on its platform. And the strategy aligns with broader industry trends, which was, I think, Cointelegraph recently had a report talking about this specifically. This is, so it's obviously something that's happening in the industry. I think the ascension of AI is not, you know, just confined to the financial markets alone. Companies like Amico Brands are venturing into educational technologies with their subsidiary Tiny Traps, using AI to create interactive games and NFTs based on user-generated prompts. And then, of course, on another front, you have NASDAQ-listed Iris Energy, which has invested $10 million to acquire 248 NVIDIA H100 Tensor Core GPUs, aiming to explore generative AI applications more across its data centers. So I think, notably, kind of this growing interest in AI tech has propelled chip and hardware manufacturers like NVIDIA to really crazy, really crazy places. But in any case, all that being said, I think that this is a very interesting time for AI, very interesting time for AI being added into crypto. And I think, to kind of wrap it up, the integration of AI into trading platforms like BitByte's TradeGPT is a big step forward. I think it's likely to influence the way the market analysis and customer interactions are handled in this really rapidly shifting landscape. And I think this is going to be definitely an area to watch as it continues to grow and see what kind of adoption AI has in crypto.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.